Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, welcome to Homemade Business 101. My name is Isaiah. I have the pleasure of introducing the host. You know him. He's everybody's hero, my best friend. Will you please join me in welcoming my granddaddy, Baba Jahi?
Well, good morning, and thank you, Isaiah, as you do each and every time we come on the air, introducing this show, Home-Based Business 101. Yes, we are broadcasting live Sunday morning, and, you know, we really thank people for taking the time out of their schedule, getting up this morning and chiming in and joining us as we share our Sunday morning with you. You know, and on Sunday mornings, we go through the work of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale. Book we'll be going through this morning is The Power of Positive Thinking. The Power of Positive Thinking. Yes, it's, you know, hey, if it's to be, it's up to me. And we got to be able to think positive in all of the things that we're doing. And for those that are tuning in, the chat room is open this morning. We do have the chat room open because we're not only using the phone this morning to broadcast, but we are live streaming via the internet, and do have the chat room open and switchboard up. And so, hey, you know, we just want to thank people for taking time to, chime in this morning, and we're really excited about sharing our Sunday morning with you. And again, you know, on Sunday mornings, we go through the work of Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, just deals with the power of positive thinking. Before I get started, going through that book and sharing some things with you from that, want to, you know, just set the tone for the day and, you know, give you a couple of things to think about. And this is a poem from the late, great Dr. Elijah Benjamin Mays, who's chairman emeritus at Morehouse University. And it goes like this, you know, and this is a powerful piece here when you take your time and reflect on it. A little poem he had called Only a Minute. I only have just a minute, only 60 seconds in it. Forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it. Just a tiny little minute, but an eternity is in it. We'll go back to that again and then share, you know, the essence of what he's talking about. But listen carefully as he says, I have only just a minute, only 60 seconds in it, forced upon me, can't refuse it, didn't seek it, didn't choose it, but it's up to me to use it. I must suffer if I lose it, give account if I abuse it, just a tiny little minute. But an eternity is in it. And what he's talking about there is that you can change your life within a minute. It all starts with the way you think. That, you know, a lot of times we don't look at minutes like that. It's all just in the way that we think. That's why, you know, on Sunday mornings we go through Dr. Norman Vincent Peale's book, The Power of Positive Thinking, because it's all in the way you think. All in the way that you think. And so you want to, you know, as we do some of our affirmations. My wife and I do our group sessions and we work with people. We always tell people, think, say, do something good. We go, you got to think something good. You got to say something good. You got to do something good. Think, say, do something good. See, it starts with thinking something good, saying something good, and then doing something good. You think it, you say it, you do it. And one other piece I'm going to share, and we're going to dive into the book this morning. And these are, you know, people that ask me for the actual words to the theme song that we play, you know, when we close our show each time called It's My Time by Paul Hoffman. And Mr. Hoffman did, he allowed me to use that song as a theme song for this radio show. He has a piece called SuccessSongs.com. And the words of the song, it goes like this. And if you wake up feeling this way each day, I'm telling you, your life will change drastically. And in the song, it goes like this. There is a feeling inside of me that's telling me I can be more and more of who I am. It's a power that says I can. Check out these opening lyrics here to the song. There is a feeling inside of me that's telling me I can be more and more of who I am. It's a power that says I can. Open up to me, the passion in me. It's a call, a rise that's calling me to wake up to what I want to be. It's time to claim my destiny. Yes, time to claim your destiny. And as you move about working to claim your destiny, just remember this as we get ready to dive into the book this morning, is that your location is not your destination. What do we mean by that? Whatever it is that you're going through right now, whatever it is that you're at, that's your location, but that's not your destination. See, that's not the end result. See, and sometimes people get confused on location and destination, and they get stuck. They get stuck because they mistake their location for their destination. They mistake where they're at, that's where it's going to be, and that's the way it's going to be forever. That's not the case. That is not the case. That's just your location. That's just where you're at right now, what you're going through. You know, what you're going through. And so when you're going through stuff, you need stuff that can pull you through. And that's why we also, we do coaching here, you know, through Movements Unlimited, through our nonprofit. And you know, we help people get through so they can get unstuck. And that's one of the reasons, like I shared this book. We have over 100 different e-books that we share and give out to people. All you do is you sign up for a complimentary coaching session, or you end up purchasing a product from us, and you know, you get a free ebook, and you know, you get a chance to spend through a complimentary coaching session at least about 40 minutes with me over the phone, and help you know to work on pulling out the best in you and finding out what it is that you're focusing on, the things you need to do. Okay, enough of the preliminaries, and it's time to get started on what we do here on Sunday mornings on the show, which is basically, you know, tie in this day to help people focus as they, a lot of people to join us before they head out to go to church in the morning and on Sunday morning. And, you know, again, you know, we wake up, you know, hey, this is a day the Lord has made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Well, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And this is a great book, and, you know, for those out there that's listening and would like to get a copy of this book, all you have to do is just text us and make sure you send us your email address, you know, and we'll get a copy of this book to you and to get you for a free compliment coaching session. Now, he says, an introduction to this book, why was this book written? He said, this book is written to suggest techniques to give examples which demonstrate that you do not need to be defeated by anything. An opening sentence. See, again, and that's why these books are so important to tap into. He says, you do not need to be defeated by anything, that you can have peace of mind, improved health, and a never-ceasing flow of energy. In short, that your life can be full of joy and satisfaction. Of this, I have no doubt at all, for I have watched countless people learn and apply a system of simple procedures that has brought about the foregoing benefits in their lives. These assertions may appear extravagant. They are based on bona fide demonstrations in actual human experience. Altogether, too many people are defeated by everyday problems of life. You know, hey, again, as I said, whatever you're going through out there, that's your location, not your destination. They go struggling, perhaps even whining through their days with a sense of dull resentment at what they consider the bad breaks life has given them. In a sense, there are maybe such a thing as the breaks in this life, but there's also a spirit and a method by which we can control and even determine those breaks. It is a pity that people should let themselves be defeated by problems, cares, and difficulties of human existence, and it's also quite unnecessary. See, he says it's a pity and it's unnecessary. We're not saying that you're not going to have problems. We're not saying that you're not going to have obstacles. It's how you deal with them. See? It's how you're going to deal with them. It's not what you are confronted with. It's how you deal with it. And so you need to have techniques and methods that help you get through those challenging moments, because we all are going to have challenging moments in our life. This is a great book. You know, to help with being able to focus. And again, one of the things that I want to share with you is that when we talk about focus, we're talking about, it's not hocus pocus that we change life. It's not like through this book you're going to have some magical formula, you're going to wave a wand and things are just going to, it's so presto, pop so change. No, it's not hocus pocus, it's focus, focus. See, too often we don't focus enough to make things be the way we want to be. And usually the reason for that is that we haven't learned techniques and methods and methodology that teaches us how to focus. See, you can have all of the affirmations in the world, but if you don't know how to operationalize them, they're just good sounding words. And too often for a lot of us, because we have not learned techniques, then that's all we have. We have a bunch of good sounding words around us, and we're still wondering why we have difficulties. Norman Vincent Peale goes on to say, in saying this, I certainly do not ignore or minimize the hardships and tragedies of the world, but neither do I allow them to dominate me. See, you can permit obstacles to control your mind to the point where they are the uppermost and thus become the dominating factors in your thought pattern. By learning how to cast them from the mind, by refusing to become mentally subservient to them, and by channeling spiritual power through your thoughts, you can rise above obstacles with ordinary defeat many people, but won't defeat you. He said, by methods I shall outline, obstacles are simply not permitted to destroy my happiness and well-being. You need be defeated only if you are willing to be. This book teaches you how to will not to be. See, this is powerful. He's saying in his book, Power Positive Thinking, he's going to teach you how to will not to be defeated by your problems. And it's so powerful. And it's very, very simple techniques that he talks about. We're going to dive into a few right here this morning. So we just don't give you the prescription. But, you know, hey, give you some of the medicine, too, while we're here on these airways this morning. And again, we want to thank all of the listening or, you know, people out there for chiming in. We also, at this time, we want to take time. We want to thank the over 38,708 people that have listened to a show here on Home Based Business 101, making us one of the top home-based business radio shows here on Blog Talk Radio. And, you know, we could not do it without your support. We could be, you know, broadcasting here and never have a listener. But 38,000 people have decided to listen to what we are sharing here and must have found some value in the information. So, we really want to thank you. Okay, chapter one of the book is called Believe in Yourself. And, again, if you'd like to get a free copy of this book, I have it in an e-book format. All you got to do is just, you know, hey, send us a text after the show or, you know, give us a call after the show, or you can leave on the comment section of our homepage here on Blog Talk Radio. You might not want to put your number out there on the internet, but, you know, you can put your email address or you know, best way if you want to maintain your privacy is basically, again, is to text us to 252-406-0774. If you're already on my email list, then just shoot me an email. Say, hey, you know, I'd like to get a copy of that book you were sharing this morning. And again, as you know, we won't be able to go through the whole book this morning. It's 286 pages in the whole book. But we just want to give you enough to whet your appetite, you know, give you up. And hopefully, you get interested enough that you decide to get the book. I mean, you might have the book and just need to, you know, blow the dust off the covers and dive back into it. Chapter 1 says, believe in yourself. Believe in yourself. Have faith in your abilities. Without a humble but reasonable confidence in your own powers, you cannot be successful or happy. See, the first thing he says is you got to believe in yourself. You know, I mean, one of my favorite songs is from The Wiz, you know, believe in yourself right from the start. Believe in yourself. But with sound self-confidence, you can succeed. A sense of inferiority and inadequacy interferes with the attainment of your hopes. But self-confidence leads to self-realization and successful achievement. Because of the importance of this mental attitude, this book will help you believe in yourself and release your inner power. See, so he's talking about in the first paragraph in the book, believing in yourself, he's going to give us some things that helps us believe in yourself. He's going to tell you some stories about people that didn't believe in themselves and some things that he shared with them to help them believe in themselves. He said, it is appalling to realize the number of pathetic people who are hampered and made miserable by the melee popularity called the inferiority complex, or some people refer to it as low self-esteem. But you need not suffer from this trouble. When proper steps are taken, it can be overcome. You can develop creative faith in yourself, faith that is justified. And this is a key term he uses in here. He says creative faith. See, creative faith, not blind faith, but creative faith. That, see, that's a technique. And he's going to give you some means of how to operationalize that technique, because too often we go to church and nothing against any of the pastors that's preaching this Sunday or whatever. And, you know, I believe a lot, most are doing, you know, a great job and trying to really deal with, you know, so many problems that people are confronted with. And they tell you, you know, well, have faith. And that's important. See, but you got to have, you know, is Norman Vincent Peale, and he's, you know, he's a pastor also. You got to have creative faith. He goes on to say, after speaking to a convention of businessmen in the city auditorium, I was on the stage greeting people when a man approached me and with a particular intensity of manner asked, may I talk with you about a matter of desperate importance to me? I asked him to remain, I asked him to remain until the others had gone. Then we went backstage and sat down. I'm in this town to handle the most important business deal of my life, he explained. If I succeed, it means everything to me. If I fail, I'm done for. I suggested he relax a little, but nothing was quite that final. If he succeeded, that was fine. And if he didn't, well, tomorrow was another day. Check out what he just said to him. He said, you know, if you succeed, fine, but if you don't, tomorrow is another day. Hey, the sun gonna come out again tomorrow. You know, he says, the man went on and says, I have a terrible disbelief in myself, he said dejectedly. I have no confidence. I just don't believe I can put it over. I'm very discouraged and depressed. In fact, I'm just about sunk. Here I am, 40 years old. Why is it that all my life I have been tormented by inferiority feelings, by lack of confidence, by self-doubt? I listened to your speech tonight in which you talked about the power of positive thinking, and I want to ask, how can I get some faith in myself? Okay, so, you know, hopefully you're not in this bad shape as this man is, and he's going to, you know, we're going to hear what he tells the man in a second, but just listen to what the man is telling him. The man is saying he has no belief in himself. And too often, you know, I meet people who have projects and things that they're working on, and, you know, they want to get it done. They, on one hand, they believe they can get it done, and then on the other hand, they believe they can't. See, whatever you think about, that's what you be about, as I share with people all the time. So if you think that you're going to not succeed at what you're doing, then you're laying the groundwork to not succeed. Whenever any endeavor that I enter into, I believe that I will succeed. Now, I might run across some challenges, and I might have some obstacles, but I don't enter into an endeavor and, you know, believing that it's not going to turn out best for me. Okay, let me get back here to the book. So Norman Vincent Peale, he said to the man, he said, there are two steps to take, I replied. First, it's important to discover why you have these feelings of no power. That requires analysis and will take time. We must approach the meleys of our emotional life as a physician probes to find something wrong physically. And that's something that I do when I help people do coaching, is finding out why you have those feelings of disbelief in yourself. And he goes on to tell the man, says, this cannot be done immediately, certainly not in our brief interview tonight, but it may require treatment to reach a permanent solution. But to pull you through this immediate problem, I should give you a formula which will work if you use it. See, now look at this. He's telling the man that there's some deep-rooted things that's causing you to have these feelings of non-power, and I just that's going to take some time for me to get to the root of that, and I can't do that in this brief interview that we're having with you tonight. It's like over this radio show. I can't get at whatever the deep rooted problem that you might be having or going through. But he says, I can give you a formula which you can use that can pull you through if you use it. As you walk down the street tonight, I suggest that you repeat certain words which I should give you. Say them over several times after you get into bed. When you awaken tomorrow, repeat them three times before rising. On the way to your important appointment, say them three additional times. Do this with an attitude of faith, and you will receive sufficient strength and ability to deal with this problem. Later, if you wish, we can go into an analysis of your basic problem, but whatever we come up with following that study, the formula which I am now going to give you can be a large factor in the eventual cure. So the man looked at him and said, okay, all right, so what is it you're going to give me? He said, following is the affirmation which I gave him. He told him this. He says, I want you to repeat. And again, remember, he wanted him to repeat this three times before he went to bed. Peter White's walking down the street. Repeat it when he wake up in the morning. He says, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. Now, the man, he was unfamiliar with these words, so I wrote them on a card and had him read them over three times aloud. Now, follow that prescription. I'm sure things will come out all right. He pulled himself up, stood quietly for a moment, then said with considerable feelings, Okay, doctor, that's it? I said, yeah, that's it. I want you to follow that prescription. And again, the affirmation he gave him was, and I suggest you write it down also, put it somewhere where you can see it. And remember, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Now, for those my listening audience out there who might not be of the Christian persuasion and not a Christian, you just substitute where it says the word Christ, for you substitute the word God. I can do all things through God, which strengthens me. Or, you know, my Muslim friends, you put out there, I can do all things through Allah, which strengthens me. The main point is that there's a divine force in the universe, and when we tap into it and we ask it to guide us and we recognize that when we're in tune to that divine force, then it strengthens us. And I can do all things through that force. And you break it down on another level. One of my favorite movies, me and my grandson always talked about, is Star Wars. And in Star Wars, you know, they always, the good guys always would say, and may the force be with you. See, and that's what we're talking about. We're talking about that universal divine force in the universe, and that we tap into it. I can do all things through that force because it strengthens me. Thomas Vincent Peale went on, he says, I watched him square his shoulders and walk out into the night. He seemed a pathetic figure, and yet the way he carried himself as he disappeared showed that faith was already at work in his mind. Subsequently, he reported that this simple formula did wonders for him and added, it seems incredible that a few words from the Bible could do so much for a person. The man later had a study made of the reasons for his inferiority attitude. They were cleared away by scientific counseling and by the application of religious faith. He was taught how to have faith, was given certain specific instructions to follow. And gradually he attained a strong, steady, reasonable confidence. He never ceased to express amazement at the way in which things now flow toward him rather than away from him. See, how things begin to do what? Flow toward him rather than away from him. This is a powerful piece right here. You know, we want to make sure I'm breaking this down so you can understand what we're talking about. He's talking about when you put an intention out to the universe or put an intention out to God, you are drawn to it and it is drawn to you. That's universal law. You understand? I want you to understand, it's not Baba Jahi's law. That's universal law. And so he said that the man began to see how things flow toward him rather than away from him. His personality has taken on a positive, not a negative character, so that he no longer repels success, but on the contrary, draws it to him. He now has an authentic confidence in his own powers. See, a lot of times what we do is we repel success. We force it away from us. We do not become, we do not attract it. Because we have what's called as Napoleon Hill and W. Clement Stone in their great book called Success Through Positive Mental Attitude. What we do, we repel things because we're using NMA, negative mental attitude. You got to use positive mental attitude to be able to accomplish the things that you want and draw the things that you want to you. So this is a great example. You know, he has several more in this first chapter about believing in yourself. Again, you know, our time is getting away from us. We have like about 5 minutes left before closing the show out this morning, and I want to go to the summation of this first chapter and bring up some of the points that he summarizes in terms of things that he, you know, that he suggests that people do. And so let's dive into those last things. Okay, says, to sum up what you can do now to build your self-confidence, follow the 10 simple workable rules for overcoming inadequacy, attitudes, and learning to practice faith. Thousands have used these rules for pulling successful results. Undertake this program and you too will build up confidence in your power. You too will have a new feeling of power. Step number one, formulate and stamp on your mind a mental picture of yourself as succeeding. Hold this picture daily. Never permit it to fade. Your mind will seek to develop this picture. Never think of yourself as failing. Never doubt the reality of the mental image. That is most dangerous, for the mind always tries to complete what it pictures. So always picture success, no matter how badly things seem to be going at the moment. So step number one, you have to hold a mental picture of yourself succeeding, whatever that is. That's why vision boards are so important. And, you know, we have here, me and my wife, we have several. But you have to have a vision board. What is that? When you wake up in the morning, there's something you need to be able to look at to see yourself being successful. And affirmations written up. Now, you know, now we got them all over the place in our house in terms of where we live because, you know, we're constantly reinforcing our stuff. Now, some of your friends might think you didn't lost your mind and you flipped out. So, you know, depending on how often you have company or whatever, you might just want to have them in an area of your house that other people don't, you know, go into. But if people use my bathroom, you know, they're going to see stuff up in there and, you know, they see all kinds of stuff posted over the refrigerator. You know, most people, they're not in our bedroom, so they don't see what we have up in there. But you have to have a picture of yourself succeeding. Number two, whenever a negative thought concerning your personal powers come to mind, deliberately voice a positive thought to cancel it out. You have to cancel out the negative. When you think something negative, say something positive. And you'll start getting rid of those negative thoughts. Number three, do not build up obstacles in your imagination. Minimize them. Depreciate every so-called obstacle. Difficulties must be studied and efficiently dealt with to be eliminated, but they must be seen for only what they are. They must not be inflated by fears of thoughts. And what is fear? False evidence appearing real. You know, so you got to, when you know, don't build up obstacles in your imagination. In other words, don't put a roadblock in front of you that don't exist yet because you're thinking it up. Number four, do not be awestruck by other people and try to copy them. Nobody can be you as efficiently as you can. Remember also that most people, despite their confident appearance and demeanor, are often as scared as you are and as doubtful as themselves. What does that mean? That basically means that you are unique and God made you special, so don't try to be a copycat. Number five, 10 times a day repeat these dynamic words. If God be for us, who can be against us? Romans 8:13. Stop reading and repeat them now, slowly and confidently. If God be for us, who can be against us? Number six, let me get to these last four real quick because we're running out of time. We have about a minute and a half left here. Get a competent counselor to help you understand why you do what you do. Learn the origin of your inferiority and self-doubt feelings, which often begin in childhood. Don't have enough time to break all of that down right now. Self-knowledge leads to cure. You want to find the answer to that? Hey, make sure you sign up for one of our complimentary coaching sessions, 252-406-0074. 10 times a day, each day, practice the following affirmation. Repeat it out loud. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Number eight, Make a true estimate of your own ability, then raise it 10%. Do not become egotistical, but develop a wholesome self-respect. Believe in your God-released powers. Number 9, put yourself in God's hands. To do that simply, I am in God's hands. Then believe you are now receiving all the power you need, feeling it, flowing it. Affirm that the kingdom of God is within you, Luke 17:21, in the form of adequate power to meet life's demands. And number 10, remind yourself that God is with you and nothing can defeat you. Believe that you now receive power from God. Believe that you receive power from God. Hey, this has been Baba Jahi, and it's been a pleasure this morning to be able to share this book with you, The Power of Positive Thinking by Norman Vincent Peale. And, you know, hey, we really want to thank you for taking the time to tune in this morning. I hope you got something out of this broadcast this morning. And make sure you leave a comment on our Blog Talk homepage in terms of, you know, if you enjoyed the show. And, hey, if you're interested in one of those complimentary coaching sessions and like to get a copy of this book and be able to practice the techniques in this book, make sure you give us a call or send us a text at 252-406-0774. And until next time, God bless you. Have a great week. Have a wonderful day. And remember, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Till next time, God bless you.